As you wish, Mr. Chairperson, and let me begin by thanking Mr. Oyazaba for raising this point and all the colleagues that have intervened, including just now Madam Okoa. Maybe 3 points could be useful for us all to reflect on. So my starting proposition actually is very similar to Madam Okoa's, which is that we ought to follow the schedule of the Commission. All the topics of the Commission are important. And as we all know, we spent quite a bit of time, I think 2.5 days, in the settlement of disputes topic. And I think it was myself and Mr. Fokto. I felt like, at least I'll speak for myself, it became a bit of a broken record reminding colleagues of where we were and the implications of delaying in relation to settlement of disputes. I even highlighted the fact that this topic was different in the sense that we had a two carryover. Mr. Chair, you joked, I call them leftovers, you call them dessert from last year, and I very much appreciated your formulation because they are very much dessert, but it did mean that we had two draft conclusions that were substantial that needed to have commentaries that the Commission adopts this year, and that's the effort. And on top of that, we had the three conclusions that we adopted this year. So in a sense, it puts even more pressure on us because of the calendar that we have, which has been a very busy one this year in light of the shortening of the session by the 2 weeks. So as a result of that, I had always been interested, even starting from last year, on how I could facilitate the process. That explains why if Mr. Pronto were here, he would probably confess to being a little bit annoyed with me constantly going to him to see where I could find a place on the program to have informal consultations, to the point that we even thought in a very optimistic way we would finish before July 18th. In the planning group and get consultations. That was not possible because the planning group was delayed, and I was pushing him, and he really pushed the document services to get the document officially issued so we can have an authoritative document to work from. I had even considered using the special rapporteur version, but I can tell you with great frankness and honesty that a lot changes from the document services, so it didn't make sense to introduce that. And my point is, I then invited colleagues to the informal consultations. Only a few colleagues were able to come. So in other words, the special rapporteur was really going out of his way to find as many comments as possible. And the practice of the Commission in the past, in the previous quinquennium, actually worked very well, where when you receive colleague comments and then you have conversations where it's unclear or where things are in opposition. So, for example, one colleague might make one proposal and the other colleague is exact opposite. You all meet, and then the special rapporteur gets a good steer, and then they produce a document that they share with the secretariat. We come to the floor, and basically the rapporteur takes the floor and says, based on the informal consultations, this seems to be generally agreeable to quite a few members. We wonder whether there are any additional comments on that. And if members don't insist on like the stylistic points, we adopt. That's why we're able to do 2 first readings and 2 second readings in 2018, while having the 70th anniversary events and sitting in New York, displaced to New York as refugees and back to Geneva, another event in Geneva. It was because we followed the working method. So with all due respect, obviously I'm available to work on the weekend. I am not gonna actually stop working. For the rapporteur, all the special rapporteurs who recognize in the co-chairs of the study group, I will be working anyway. So my proposal is as many members as possible could send me your comments on every single paragraph where you have a substantive, please, not stylistic point, substantive point that you want to see reflected in the particular way. I'll be available to consult anybody throughout the weekend. I'll be available to be here for consultations on Monday. I'm happy to send a marked up document that follows the prior practice of the Commission to the Secretariat. We'll come to the floor. I'll introduce the proposals, and if other members show flexibility where they don't disagree, then we can adopt. And I think we'll be able to get the work done on this topic as well as all the other topics. So for me, the work will be happening anyway. It's a question of what the colleagues wish to do. Because then if you introduce the points that are difficult for other colleagues on the floor here, then we delay the process and it's going to be difficult. Perhaps this could be a good trial run for next year in going back to those working methods, because next year we're going to have even more pressured calendar. 2 second readings on GPL and immunity, essentially a final reading on sea level rise, and 2 first readings on settlement of disputes and subsidiary means. It's just not going to work. So perhaps we could road test that method. And again, I'm grateful to Mr. Oyazabal. I'm available at will, whether here in the Palais or anywhere in Geneva or anywhere in Switzerland, to be honest, to meet with the colleagues, to receive emails from you, to engage on the phone conversations with you, to meet with you on Zoom from now on until we come back. But it will be very important that we follow the usual practice of the commission topic by topic until that topic is completed. Otherwise, it will raise other issues, and I don't think we want to establish that. Thank you very much.